Welcome, everybody. And welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It was a very, very busy end of the week last week and a busy weekend of news. If you've been listening to this program for a while, you know that I am both a lawyer and an economist. And for a long time, as a baby lawyer, I worked for a very large, very fancy law firm in New York City. And many of our clients were banks, our country, the world's largest financial institutions. And what I can tell you about some of our world's largest financial institutions is that they're pretty good at analysis, at analyzing markets, at analyzing industries, at analyzing very specific companies. They do it, and they're very good at it, because that's how they make money. And what I've been thinking about a lot in recent weeks is the fact that almost uniformly, every week, a literal parade of Donald Trump lackeys will get on national news programs, whether that's on CNBC, Newsmax, Fox, MSNBC, or one of the Sunday news magazine programs, and lie about the economy. And they'll not only lie about it, what they'll say is, I'm right and everyone else is wrong. Everyone else is mistrustful. But when you look at the incentives behind the people saying, believe me, but not these other folks, whether that's Donald Trump himself or his Commerce Secretary Howard Ludnick, the Nudnick, or Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, the incentives here should tell you who is more believable. Here are the incentives. Businesses and Wall Street and banks and financial institutions, they have every incentive to get their analysis correct, to make sure that their data that they crunch in the numbers, that all of that is right. Why? Because that's how they make their money. Chief executive officers, they have earnings calls every quarter, and they have every incentive to get it right, to not underplay risks or threats, but not to overplay them either. And why is this for a publicly traded company so important? Because if they are unreliable, shareholders won't buy their stock will tank, they won't get their golden parachutes, and they'll get fired. Their performance, for better or worse, is often measured by stock performance. And stock performance never can recover if a CEO is a notorious liar on earnings calls. So again, you look at the entire financial industry establishment. Whether you're talking about the CEOs that run quarterly earnings calls for our country's largest publicly traded corporations, or you're talking about the banks that are responsible for analyzing the performance of those very companies to help direct both their investments and their customers' investments. And that can even be extended to the folks that run our country and the world's largest hedge funds, folks like Ray Dalio. But Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, and Howard Ludnick, the Nudnick, Commerce Secretary, and Donald Trump, their incentives are purely political. Their incentive is to convince the American public that what they're experiencing in their daily lives, that housing remains unaffordable, that groceries continue to get more expensive, that the price of gas isn't coming down, that their kids' education, they're not sure if they'll actually be able to be gainfully employed in their particular industries or markets, or whether their kids will do better than them. These people get on national television every week and lie about it because their incentive structure has no fidelity to the truth. As an economist, I often will encourage folks to look where the incentive lies, and you will be able to determine behavior. So, when we look at what is being said by members of the Trump administration Their incentive structure is entirely political. If data does not fit their political objective, they have every incentive to lie. Whereas our country's largest financial institutions, banks, hedge funds, and yes, CEOs of businesses, when they talk about their performance, when they talk about their earnings, when they talk about whether or not particular economic policies are helping or hurting them, they don't get rewarded at all for lying. They lose jobs. They don't get rewarded for glossing the numbers or trying to pull one over on regular Americans, other than, you know, capturing all of the benefit of those that do all the work. So they have every incentive to get it right, to do good analysis and tell the truth, because their very jobs and the success of their companies and their banks depend on it. And so with all of that as preview and prequel, I want to talk about Scott Bessent's interview with Kristen Welker just yesterday on Meet the Press. Because the lies that this man is telling are so grossly irresponsible. And when they are put in contrast with the truths that are being told by CEOs and by our country's largest financial institution, they are revealed for what they are. Nothing but imagined political rhetoric that amounts to a lie. So let us begin. Kristen Welker specifically asked Scott Bessent, Donald Trump's handpicked Treasury Secretary, about the reportings in this last quarter from John Deere, an equipment manufacturer essential to Wisconsin farming and agriculture and American farming and agriculture, about how it was performing. Let's take a listen to the exchange between NBC's Kristen Welker and Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent just yesterday.
The New York Times wrote this about John Deere, the impact that tariffs are having on that company. Quote, last month, John Deere said net income in its most recent quarter was down 29% from a year earlier. Higher tariffs have cost the company $300 million so far, with nearly another $300 million expected by the end of the year. This summer, the company laid off 238 employees across factories in Illinois and Iowa. What do you say to companies like John Deere who say these tariffs are hurting them?
Well, first of all, Kristen, if you're quoting the New York Times, that's not a fair observer. And two, that...
But these are statistics.
This is about John Deere,
not about the New York Times.
That's one company that they have cherry-picked. At Treasury, we have about two management teams come through a day, and overwhelmingly, we are hearing from companies they plan to increase CapEx, they plan to increase employment. We are seeing a record amount, what's going to be a record amount of foreign direct investment. And for every John Deere, we have companies who are telling us the tariffs have helped our business, we're increasing CapEx, and we're going to increase employment.
Again, what are the incentives here? Direct investment, that's foreign money coming in to invest in the companies. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing for regular American workers, but okay, Scott, CapEx, that's capital expenditures and employment. Well, he's making promises about something that might happen in the future. Do you think the people that are being invited, I don't know, you know, cherry-picked to come through the Treasury Department might perceive that truth-telling to Scott Bessent, Ludnick, the Nudnik, and Donald Trump might be met with threats to fire you, like the CEO of Intel got threatened by Donald Trump? That targeted enforcement actions might happen if you don't go along with literally the party line on this? So, what did he say in response to John Deere says they fired 238 people? They're going to lose close to $1 billion this year. His response was, I don't believe it. And even if I did, I just don't think it's relevant. Tell that to the 238 Iowans and Illinoisans who lost their jobs. Tell it to the farmers who can't buy the farm equipment that they want because the prices continue to explode. Tell that to the farmer that then doesn't have that piece of equipment or can't access the part to repair the John Deere equipment he already has because the prices are exploding because of the Donald Trump tariffs when he can't harvest the crops that he's planted that he now can't sell to China because he grows soybeans, which are now being re-tariffed, you know, in a trade war by China, and they've reestablished a relationship with soybean farmers in Brazil and other countries in South America. A farmer who next year won't be able to sell those same soybeans because, again, once that customer relationship is lost, it does not come back, who then loses his farm. But Scott Bessent says the New York Times is not a fair observer, and other people that come into my office are telling me different things. So then Kristen Welker asked him about some different data. We don't have time for that entire cut before we have to take care of some business here on this program. But I'm going to give that sound to you when we come back, because Kristen Welker, yesterday with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, pushed him on actual data, actual reports from our country's top line CEOs, our country's largest publicly traded corporation, and our country's largest financial institutions, all of whom are saying this isn't working, that Donald Trump's tariff terror with no conceivable objective, no end in sight, no point other than the leveraging of power simply to leverage power. All of this is hurting businesses, and it's hurting consumers. And Scott Bessent and Ludnick the Nudnick and Donald Trump will continue to lie about it. Why? Because their incentive isn't to get it right. Their incentive is to make it work for Donald Trump's political ambitions. And those two things, when at odds, there's only one objective that they will ever give any fidelity to, right? If the data doesn't support Donald Trump's political ambitions, what level of confidence do you have? Honestly, if we're all being very candid here, what confidence level do you have that anyone in Donald Trump's nearest orbit, in his cabinet, would tell him that the data, that the facts on the ground, simply do not support the political argument that he's trying to make? My confidence level is zero, and we continue to explore why when it comes to the health of your family's bank account and the well-being of your children's financial futures. We continue this discussion on the other side. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.